Greetings to you, Dr. Mike here. Today's podcast launches part one in a series of podcasts, which I call Daily Self-Care Guidelines. I hope to help you feel good physically, mentally, and spiritually on a daily basis. Throughout this podcast series, I will cover the topics of first, how to obtain a good quality sleep each night. Second, how to decrease the risk of sight-threatening eye disorders like macular degeneration by eating healthy foods. And three, how to cut the risk of heart attack, stroke, and cancer with specific nutrients. Let's begin our journey toward a healthier life by learning how to get a good, deep sleep each night. Before I offer you a simple daily plan for quality sleeping, let's go ahead and get two items out of the way. First, let me ask, do you snore? If yes, have you ever been evaluated for sleep apnea? This particular disorder will prevent you from achieving a good night's sleep, and the severest form of sleep apnea can lead to death. So if you do snore, be sure to check with your family doctor to get evaluated for sleep apnea. The next item, do you grind your teeth? If you are not sure if you grind your teeth at night, ask your dentist to check for signs of tooth wear. My dentist told me that 80% or more of his patients actually grind their teeth each night, and that includes me. I had no idea I did this until my dentist noticed wear and tear on my teeth. Your dentist can create a custom-made mouth guard which fits over your lower teeth that you can wear when you're sleeping to keep you from grinding. Your brain cannot fall into a deep, relaxing sleep if your teeth are gnashing throughout the night. So in summary, the first two steps of getting a good night's sleep involve eliminating those conditions that interfere with your brain resting, namely sleep apnea and teeth grinding. Let's get into the nuts and bolts of how to achieve your great night's sleep. The next step is to get your boots on the ground. You are now beginning the process of training your brain to get into a good habit of falling into a deep sleep on a daily basis. Your normal daily sleep cycle actually begins when you pop open your eyes. Instead of lingering under your sheets, you need to immediately get on your feet, or we call it get into your boots and get on the ground immediately. Ask yourself, what is your average bedtime each night? I know this can vary, especially on the weekends, but do you consider yourself a night owl or an early bird? No matter what time you usually go to bed, you will continue to train your brain to get good quality sleep by following these specific tips. First of all, go to bed at about the same time period each night during the week. Second, be sure to eliminate all drinks and foods that contain caffeine 3 hours before your bedtime. Next, put away all of your electronic devices, such as phones, computers, tablets, Kindle readers, and anything with screens at least 3 hours before your bedtime. And lastly, you do not want to do any brisk exercising at least 2 hours before your bedtime. So now if you're following all of my recommendations and already, well, let me back that up. So now you're following all of my recommendations and you're now ready for bed. It's now 11 o'clock at night and you hit the sack. Let's assume that you do not have sleep apnea or that you are getting treatment for it. And assume that you have your mouth guard in place and that you have consumed no caffeine and have put away all your electronic devices 3 hours ago and that you've ceased all brisk exercising at least 2 hours ago. Here is what can happen. Option one, you fall asleep right away. Congratulations, you're going to get a good quality sleep. And if you have previously eaten nutritious foods and you have done about 30 minutes of brisk exercise, you're going to get the best quality sleep possible. However, what if you fall into option two? You have a difficult time getting to sleep right away. And I say, like, within the first 10 minutes of going to bed. Or you did get to sleep and you're sleeping well, but you awaken during the middle of the night. And then you go back to bed and you cannot get to sleep right away. What do we do now? Well, it's actually pretty simple. You continue to work on the process of training your brain. If you're unable to get to sleep right away, you need to create yourself what I call the nesting spot. What is a nesting spot? This is your happy place. First, go away from your bedroom to a favorite place in your home. Next, climb into a comfortable chair or couch and surround yourself with comfortable items like pillows and blankets. Then choose one or more of the following relaxing activities. Fix yourself a non-caffeinated warm drink, such as a very healthy dandelion root tea with honey and lemon. Or turn on a relaxing TV show or movie. I happen to like to watch nature shows to relax me. Or you can listen to some relaxing music. You can also pick up a book or magazine with leisurely themes, nothing dramatic or mentally challenging. If you can, turn on your fireplace or light a candle and just mindlessly stare at the flames. So there are several things you can do to relax yourself while you're in your nesting spot. So stay in your nesting spot until you start to feel drowsy. Don't fall asleep there, because you want to train your brain to go to sleep when you see your bed, not when you hit your nesting spot. If you do have difficulty falling asleep, your nesting spot technique will eventually teach your mind that when your eyes see your bed, it's time to fall asleep there. To summarize, I've offered you a daily plan that's not really hard to do to allow you to achieve a good quality deep sleep each night. First, you condition your mind by establishing a regular sleep cycle, which begins with boots on the ground first thing in the morning and ends with a consistent bedtime each day. Okay, you can cheat a little bit on the weekends. Second, you take away all your brain stimulators by removing caffeine, electronic devices, and exercise regimens 2 to 3 hours before your regular bedtime. And you program your mind to fall asleep within 10 minutes of landing in bed by teaching your brain that your bed is for sleeping only. Finally, don't worry if you have difficulty falling asleep. Just go to your nesting spot until you do get sleepy. There you have it. Sweet dreams. In my next podcast, I will offer things you can easily do to preserve your eyesight and to decrease the risk of eye disorders. I, Dr. Mike, thank you for listening. And until next time, focus on the important things in your life to be the best version of you.